Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of
What's That From?
All right, another episode of What's That From? Delightful and talented Roger Badish. You're our director throughout all this.
Yeah, director. No rehearsal. Here's a script. Do it.
No rehearsal. You were so cute, though. Roger, you come in and you get everything going. And Pam, this is big. This is big business for Roger. He's very serious. I think she's going to come in our studio. Oh, come on in. Here she comes. Pam is actually, Pam has acting chops.
Oh,
Roger,
okay.
You have acting chops.
Yeah.
Michael, have you ever been in any sort of like major motion picture or television series?
Well, I did spend a little bit of time in Los Angeles. I was in two episodes of Empire, and I know that Pam was.
Oh,
I mean,
that's
it wasn't
right.
Pam level, but.
Michael
yeah.
has been in Empire.
Oh, cool.
He showed me. He was like, it was a board meeting, and he was standing up, and he was clapping for Lucius, right?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Wow.
And then the camera panned over to Lucius and then went back to him, and you saw Michael clapping.
I did a very strong nod. It was a great little bit of acting.
Really? Cool. Was that a one-taker, right?
It was one take.
Yeah, look at that.
For everybody in Radioland, let's see your nod.
You want? Okay, for this is good for
All right, this
radio.
Is Michael. Okay.
Ow.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Look
very
at that.
Good.
The coveted sitting ovation.
Yeah.
All right. We are ready. Roger, why don't you explain what we do?
Okay.
Pam?
So, again, ladies and gentlemen, we, as is our wont, mm-hmm. on the Patty Vasquez, Andre Darla show on Friday nights.
Yes.
A little early tonight.
Yes,
a
little early.
Because of the schedule of what's going on.
Yes.
We will take a script, a portion of a script from a movie or sometimes a TV show.
Yes.
And we will act it out.
Yes.
We have just enough people to be able to act this out. So we have Aubrey.
Yeah. Here, Aubrey, read this.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aubrey. You passed your audition earlier
yes,
tonight.
He did. You'll be doing it. I will be here, and Pam, and I believe, Michael, you're all set on sound effects and whatever else suits your fancy.
Yes, that's right. I'm ready to go.
All
Excellent.
Right, here we go. All right, Roger, take it away.
All right. The kids sit at the table. Mom scurries from stove to table, back to stove. Father reads the Chicago Tribune sports page. Randy sits with his feet twined around the legs of his chair, poking listlessly at his food. He begins to plow the surface of his mashed potatoes with a fork. The old man glances at his watch impatiently from time to time.
Randy, eat your food. Don't play with it.
Aw, gee. Aw.
Every family has a kid who won't eat. In our case, it was my brother.
Starving people would be glad to have that. Now you eat.
Aw.
Do what your mother tells you. Pass the red cabbage, huh?
Aww.
I'm going to give you something to cry about in 1 minute if you don't quit playing with your food. You stop fooling around and eat that, or you're going to be sorry.
Aww.
Where's the red cabbage? I didn't get any.
You could see that my mother had not had a hot meal in about 15 years.
Meatloaf, meatloaf, double meatloaf.
Knock it off. Eat.
Every meal went the same way. Once in a while, my father would blow his stack. Damn it, he'd yell. I'll make the damn kid eat. Where's my screwdriver? Where's the plumber's helper? He'd just pry his mouth open and stuff it in. My mother, though, was more subtle.
Randy, how did the little piggies go?
Oink!
My brother was deep in his three little pigs bag. He had a little golden book, and it was his favorite heavy reading material.
That's right. Oink, oink. Nice little piggies. How do the piggies eat? There's your trough. Show me how the piggies eat. Be a good boy. Show us how the piggies eat.
Oink, 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 oink.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice piggy. Good little piggy.
Oink, 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 oink.
Ding dong.
It's here.
What was here? $50,000? Fame? A trip to the moon? The end of the rainbow? Ding dong, door opens.
Frank Parker?
Yeah?
Sign here. Okay, haul it in.
We stood open mouthed. The movers carried in a waist-high cardboard carton. Not a word is said as Mother directs them to the kitchen. As the men depart, an air of foreboding surrounds the mysterious object. Then the old man dives in. his face flushed with excitement, fumbled in supercharged haste to lay bare his hand, his hard-won symbol of victory. The old man literally plunges into the carton, disappearing for a long moment. He emerges, holding aloft the prize. Before us, in the heavy, fragrant, cabbage-scented kitchen, stood a life-sized lady's leg. In true blushing pink flesh tones and wearing a modish black patent leather pump with spiked heel. When I say life-size, I am referring to a rather large lady who obviously had dined well and matured nicely. For an instant, we thought that we had received in the mail the work of an artist of the type that was very active at that period, the trunk murderer. We stood silent and in awe as the sheer shimmering unexpected beauty of the major award.
What is it?
A leg.
But what is it?
Well, it's a leg like a statue.
A statue?
Our family had never owned a statue. A statue was always considered to be a lady wearing a wreath and concrete robes, holding a torch in one hand and a book in the other.
Yeah, a statue.
Whoopee! A statue! We want a statue!
My mother was trying to insinuate herself between us and the statue.
Isn't it time for bed?
Holy smokes. Do you know what that is? Holy smokes, would you look at that? I don't believe it.
What? It's a lamp.
Sorry.
That's my line. It's a lamp.
Thank you. A couple of more, please. Please, thank you. Thank you. All right. I got right back. It was indeed a lamp, a masterstroke of Lightoller's art. It was without question the most magnificent lamp that we had ever seen. And that's...
Wow.
You mean it's over?
I messed up my own page.
SAG after call. We all have to turn our cards back in.
Wow. All right. Hold on. One second. Wait a minute. I'm looking at my script that I was given, and I was given like a different script or something. Like, there was like... I was so lost. I had my doorbell all ready to go, might I just think.
You gave him Halloween. Script.
No, I didn't.
Well, ring that bell. I say ring that bell.
I went through so fast.
I have six more pages that weren't read in this one.
Roger.
He does not.
312-981-7200. I know all of our texters. I know you all know. 815-708-773.
They've got this?
The 815 loves.
I read it and I don't have this. Like, seriously?
The 815 says, love the sound effects, Michael. Well, so you're good to go.
Wait, I can hear our texters right now.
There we go.
At the door. Right. Somebody open the door. Someone
was saying, Roger, how can you forget about fragile?
Well, that wasn't in the script that I printed out. I don't know if that was in a later script or if he had lived it in the movie. I have no clue.
Fragile.
I was looking for it. I know. I was looking for it, but...
Wow, you did good, Roger. The phone lines are lighting up. 312-981-7200. Michael, who should we take? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I'm saying caller number 1.
All right, let's go with Chris. Hey, Chris, I know you just heard our fantastic acting. Do you have a guess on what's that from, what play we just read from, or movie?
I'm thinking it's The Christmas Story.
Yay! Very good. All right.
What gave it away?
Maybe it was the sound effects. You guys did great.
Yeah, see? Another nod for the sound effects, Michael. Chris, congratulations. You are the proud winner of an Apt gift card. Pleasing people since 1936. Just visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com.
Awesome. Thanks.
Very nice. Hang on the line. Talk to Michael, the sound effects master. Very nice, Roger.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
You did good.
I was in such a rush. I realized what I did. Is that once I got to my script, I decided to end it sooner, and I didn't go back to everybody else's script and end it sooner.
Oh, you know
but
what?
That's okay.
It's acting.
You're a great director.
It's acting.
Awesome. Gave Aubrey some more lines. And a director who likes to get slapped a lot,
right.
Apparently.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, I do like that sound effect. Play that again.
One more time.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Awesome.
All right, I'm ready for the rest of the night.
Oh, wait.
Now.
Hey, if I do this, will that. Yeah. Does this.
Hey! Back off!
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
I found the sound effects board.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Oh, look what else I found, too. Ready? And now you know.
Say Sunday.
The rest of the story.
Sunday.
US 30 drag racing capital of Chicagoland. They blast off the starting line.
See what happens on a Friday night? They let us out. Let us out of our cages. All right. Thank you, Rodney.
Thanks.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Aubrey. Nice job.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Michael. We'll take care of some business and back after this on 720 WGN.